And I'm Ari Shapiro. Susanna Clarke's last novel, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, was a sweeping page-turner about ancient magic set during the Napoleonic Wars. When it was published 16 years ago, it became a global blockbuster hit. A novel like that is designed for escape. Well, Susanna Clarke's new novel locks you in. It's called Piranesi. That's also her narrator's name. Piranesi's whole world is a strange, labyrinthine house. His name comes from a real-life person, an 18th-century architect and artist.
He did some engravings of fantastic prisons, which have haunted my imagination for a long time. They could possibly be real places, but quite dark and looming. I must admit, I kind of want to go to those fantastic prisons of Piranesi, and I want to walk around.
But maybe not forever.
Not forever. They're meant to be gloomy, but I find them quite attractive.
The Piranesi of this book finds his own labyrinth quite attractive. He explores the massive halls lined with towering statues. He catches fish in the oceans that roar through rooms down below. Piranesi is at home in this mysterious house.
So many of us feel alienated in the places where they are. And he's in a very strange and in some ways inhospitable place, but he doesn't feel it's inhospitable. It is a meaningful place. The statues and the house all feel generally, overwhelmingly benevolent to him. And he feels like he is in communion with them, like he is sort of almost having a conversation with the world in which he finds himself.
Your first novel was sprawling. It was almost 800 pages, rich with historical details, packed with characters. Did you decide to take a more minimalistic approach when you started writing this?
The reason is very, very simple. Very shortly after Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell was published, I fell ill. And for the last 15 years, I've struggled with ill health.
Oh, my goodness.
I have chronic fatigue or something very like that. So at some points during my illness, I'd suffered very badly with cognitive impairment, with what they call brain fog. So it had been impossible to write. But I came to a point where I felt I could write. But the pressure of all the years when I hadn't written and all the stories I hadn't written weighed very heavily on me. I very much wanted to write another big book, but I didn't feel that was a very sensible place to start. So at various times I'd been working on this story that became Piranesi, and I felt that is quite a small story. And so that was why I turned to Piranesi.
Wow. And it also feels like a way of processing things like cognitive fog and physical limitations.
Yes.
It's hard not to see some parallels there.
Yes. I was aware while I was writing it that I was somebody who'd become incapacitated by illness, who is to a large extent housebound and cut off from people. And I was writing a story about someone who lives largely alone, but in a vast house, in a house in which there are many, many things to explore and many avenues of exploration, and there's still knowledge to be found and still wonders to be seen, and there's still beauty to fill your eyes, even though you are cut off from a lot of other things.
Did the experience of writing this make you understand your own experience of incapacitation differently?
I don't think it made me feel differently about it, but it brought out, I think always when I write, I see things more clearly when I write. People would ask me, there's a lot of birds. Piranesi loves birds. And somebody said, did you put that in because you're a bird watcher? And I wasn't really a bird watcher, but Piranesi kind of taught me. After I'd written it, I went out and I got a bird table and I got bird seed and I fed the birds and I looked after them because I felt Piranesi would want me to do this. So I did it.
Hmm. And now you've let him out of the house of your mind that he was trapped in, and he is in the world. This book is published. How does that feel to grant this character you invented the freedom to meet all of these readers all over the world?
Piranesi, he has a sort of clarity of spirit, not exactly an innocence, but I think he's a good character. And when my husband and I realized that the book was going to be published, we sort of looked at each other and said, how will he cope? Will he be okay? But in actual fact, I think he has a very strong spirit. I think he's going to be fine. So, yeah, I think he can go out into the world. I'm not too worried about him at all.
Susanna Clark's new novel is Piranesi. Thank you for talking with us about it. It's good to have you back.
You're very welcome. It's very, very good to be back.